Callaway on the Rise would like to welcome to the airwaves somebody I've been hearing about a chance to get a chance to talk to. Damon Patterson. Now, let's give you a little update on what this guy's all about here. With over 12.1 million views on his YouTube channel, Dame drops Patterson here. He has got this thing going on with certified YouTube sensations of takeout food. When I heard about that, I went, you can do anything on YouTube. And he's here to talk about that and getting some shows ready to go. The Dame is in the house. Hey, first of all, Dame, we wanted to talk a little bit about some new shows that are coming up here, like within the next day or two, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're going to be talking about that in the next day or two. Okay, so we're going to get to all that stuff. First of all, tell everybody how anybody even figured out who you were.
Well, crazily enough, man, the last 17 years, of course, I've been doing retail management. And this is well before my YouTube channel really took off, and of course, TV. And we have a half-hour lunch. You have just enough time to go outside of the job, grab whatever's there, and of course, for me, it was always fast food, and get right back to work. When I started my YouTube channel, I was kind of just filming everything that was going around in my, you know, my neighborhood, and putting it up like as my own little news broadcaster. And over time, I was like, let me just try something different. So I go to Burger King, I grab the French toast sticks, I had the Kodak Bloggy in the car, I decided to shoot my own in-car review and put that on YouTube. That one video caught over about 140 views, which was a whole lot more than all my other videos. And I'm like, all right, let me try this again the following week. Following week, I go to Dunkin' Donuts. They had the frozen hot chocolate they just came out with at the time. I put that video up after doing the review. That had over 300 views. And I'm like, okay, I'm on to something. So all my comments were coming back. People wanted me to go to different locations and just try a new product and put it up for the review. Now I'm doing food reviews. I've deleted everything else off the channel. It was all about food reviews. And once Five Guys Burgers and Fries, once I put that video up, that's when life changed.
There you go. And so is that when Jimmy Fallon decided he needed to get a hold of you?
Well, not quite yet. Because
no?
Once that video went up, not yet. But Fallon's coming soon into the storyline.
Yeah?
See, when that video went up, it was just like one of the subscribers, he took that Five Guys Burgers and Fries, put it on Reddit. Now, at the time when he put it on Reddit, it only had 5,000 views. I don't even know why I say only, because 5,000 views is still a lot.
That's good. Come on, 5,000 views is good. Yeah.
So I was ecstatic. I was happy about 5,000. I can't even say I know 5,000 people.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But in 24 hours after it hit Reddit and got voted up to like the first page in the number one slot, it had over 250,000 views within 24 hours of being on Reddit.
Man.
The Gregory Brothers. Yeah, that's when the Gregory Brothers came into play.
Yeah.
They took it when they seen it on Reddit, turned it into a song called Oh My Damn, which is now over 15 million views. And I would say somewhere around 10 million views is when Fallon's people reached out to me to start doing exclusive videos for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. That was amazing for me.
Wow. So now, you know, with doing these reviews, and you know, I mean, you're doing a simple review, and when you do that, why are people watching these? Why are people locked into you now?
To be honest with you, I don't even really think it comes down to the food at this point.
Yeah.
It's the energy. You know, it's like that first day that you go to an amusement park and y'all, you're super excited.
Right.
You just came out with a new roller coaster ride. You get on the roller coaster ride, you're going up. The anticipation of what happens after the hill, that's going through your mind.
Right.
So I pretty much take you through a roller coaster ride every time I do a food review. I get you worked up. And then after that, everything is just high speed. The energy, the way I talk about it, the way I bring in the tight zoom when it comes to the food. If juices are dripping, if something's great about it, you know about it. If I don't like it, I tell you about it. I even give it a 5-star rating. That's the best. 1-star means that they need a whole lot of help. And I will take you there through an emotional roller coaster ride when it comes to doing the food review.
So now, what has been the feedback? You go to Burger King, you go to McDonald's, you go to these places, and have they given you feedback? Mm-hmm.
Oh, the thing is, when they get a low star, like 1 or 2, that's when they reach out. And they want to, you know, of course, it's all down to customer service. You know, they want to fix the problem.
Right.
And my thing is, I never do a review twice. So if I gave you a low star rating, you're going to be stuck with it until you come out with a new product.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because I want to be real with everybody who's watching my reviews. And that's where Best Damn Takeout comes into play. Because when Travel Channel picked me up for my food reviews on YouTube, it was like, okay, well, now instead of the national chains, let's focus in on the mom-and-pop shops.
Oh.
All right, so every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., you're going to see me and like what's coming up is going to be Atlanta and Portland, Oregon. Each city is going to have three different restaurants. I'm going to go three different locations, but they're going to be mom and pop spots. I'm breaking it down from the experience to the food, talking to the people. They're getting excited. I'm getting excited. I want to find out what the best food is. So once I put my order in at the restaurant, I do not dine with everybody else. I take it back to the vehicle while still hot and fresh and do my YouTube style right then and there.
There you go.
I wanted to keep the two linked.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Travel Channel is going to premiere the new original series, Best Damn Takeout, which is going to be airing on Wednesdays is when you want to find this. And I can't wait. This is going to be cool. But you have turned into a sensation. It's great.
I greatly appreciate that, man. I still can't believe it. You know, I talk about it so often nowadays, and it's still like a dream come true to me all over again each and every time.
Man, unbelievable. We'll just keep it going, man. That's all we can say. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.